Mangroves, those trees that sit atop tangled webs of roots along Florida's coasts, are moving farther north thanks to climate change. As WJCT's Brendan Rivers reports, their northward march is good news for a couple of reasons.
Danny Lippi is walking through Nice Beachfront Park, just across the bridge from historic downtown St. Augustine. The park is dense with trees.
Yeah, all of these are mangroves right here.
Lippi is a certified master arborist, one of the professionals the state allows to trim them.
I've been here since 1981, you know, on and off, and I don't remember the mangroves like this when I was a kid.
Mangrove ranges historically wax and wane with the weather, but more mangroves are arriving in northeast Florida and thriving as climate change raises temperatures. Lippi says as more arrive, they're also growing taller, blocking waterfront views and greatly boosting demand for his services among homeowners.
In this situation, they're being forced to hire me.
But not everyone finds mangroves to be a nuisance. Nature Conservancy marine scientist Laura Gesselbrock says their spread is helping reverse a global trend.
A huge number of our mangroves, 35% worldwide, have disappeared. And a lot of that disappearance has been the result of coastal development.
She says the more mangroves, the better, because the trees could actually help slow climate change. Mangroves absorb 4 times as much heat-trapping carbon as rainforests, she says. At their current rate, scientists project they could push up into Georgia within the next decade, a migration fueled by fewer freezes and stronger storms that spread their seeds.
25% of Florida's greenhouse gas emissions may be reduced by the amount of mangrove expansion over the next decade or two into northern Florida and even beyond.
And they offer more immediate benefits, too. Just ask Linda Moule, who lives in a waterfront condo in Port Orange just south of Daytona Beach. From her balcony, she can see mangroves surrounding her building's seawall. Moule says when Hurricane Irma came through in 2017, she fared just fine.
We didn't have any water damage, which storm surge is your biggest damage you have from a hurricane.
Researchers say if mangroves are wide and dense enough, they can provide effective flood protection during storms. They also help fight sea level rise by raising the height of the coastline. That's why University of California Santa Cruz researcher Michael Beck is partnering with FEMA and the insurance industry to fund their conservation and preservation.
Without mangroves, we think that on average, damages to properties from storms would increase by 16% annually.
He says they're credited with preventing $13 billion in property damage in the U.S. each year. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.
This story was produced in partnership with the research and news organization Climate Central.